bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
The 10th of April?
Welcome to WMFO, Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. And this is the second time we're doing this introduction.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Welcome to your favorite Thursday morning program. I am DJ Rizzle King again.
Yep, and I am again DJ Slips. And, you know, speaking of our names, we need cards. This guy has a card. DJD, Daryl, last name I can't pronounce. On air, all uppercase, personality. We gotta get one of these.
Wow, it's a professional looking card, folks. So Sam,
No. He's an actual DJ.
Oh.
Like you can weddings, corporate fundraisers.
We could do party boat cruises. We could do that. We'd just be bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I will be entering. I'm not going to say professional because I'm not going to be paid for it. But you know, amateur status as a DJ next May.
I did hear about that. Wow.
I know. I'm going to do a bad job, presumably, but I'm free. So
Sam, you know how we have something, we can check how many online listeners we have.
Yeah.
So I went to that page just now.
Yeah.
And it has the genre, the listener number, and the bit rate.
What do you mean the genre?
It says college next to WMFO, okay. Tufts Freeform Radio. And I looked at the bit rate.
Okay.
Which is 256.
I don't know what that means either.
I thought it was the listeners.
Oh!
And I freaked out.
You were like, we have 256 listeners. People are calling. Well, they're not calling. They could.
You could call at 855-915-9636, but no, we have 9.
Oh. Well, I am convinced that it never goes above 11.
I've never seen it above 11.
I don't think the numbers change, actually, according to how many listeners there are. I really do think that it's just a random number between 9, okay, 7. 7 and 11. Just a theory.
I would believe that theory is the thing. Or our show is just so atrocious that nobody ever wants to listen.
Yeah. Although, you know, we were proud of last week's show, were we not?
Last week's show was pretty stellar.
Exactly. You know, we're gonna pick it up this week, though.
But for now, we're going to get back to a little bit of music. A little bit of...
And put the music...
Illegally Brunette. I think I mispronounced that. Some Legally Blonde.
Oh, nice. That was nice.
Look at that tan, well-tinted skin. Look at the killer shape he's in. Look at that slightly stubbly chin. Oh, please, he's gay. Totally gay.
I'm not about to celebrate. Every trait could... for once, there is nothing up my sleeve.
Well, that's what happens when you don't clear the queue before radio, huh? But off to a good start.
I used to run out for sight of the sun. Now I lay here waiting for you to wake.
Don't and I'm all alone. So please don't make me wait, cause I don't wanna break. No, I don't wanna fall. When you're next to me, content, I'm not afraid to be. You don't make me wait and never let me break. You never let me fall. Darling, hold my hand. Cause I don't wanna walk on my own anymore. Won't you understand? Cause I don't wanna walk alone. I'm leaving this, there's no denying. I'm leaving this, you stop me falling. I'm leaving this, I need you holding. I'm leaving this, so darling, won't you hold my hand?
That was just Glyn?
I don't know. Oh, I misspelled it in the Spinatron when you were gone, and it really gave me some trouble because I was like, this song exists. It's a popular song.
I'm about to be in it.
Spinatron.
Sam, we were walking over this morning.
Yes, as we need to.
And even if you look outside right now,
yeah,
there are leaves on the trees.
Yeah, but the green ones, I shouldn't have said the green ones, they're all green. Like the piney ones, it's like a consolation leaf, you know?
I was trying to be excited about the emergence of spring.
There are leaves!
That was the highlight of my week, actually. Not really, but I looked out my window last night,
yep,
and I saw leaves. I was like, huh, good for you, environment.
You pointed out now, I haven't seen leaves in a really long time.
Right?
They're not around. They don't have pine trees here.
I was in Florida over spring break, and I looked around, and I was like, it's so green.
Huh.
This is so weird.
What was it like? Because I never go on the warm weather vacation, so I always go from cold to cold, especially here, because it's freezing, and it's colder in Colorado, but what is it like to go from freezing to just paradise?
Weird, because I've always done the cold weather vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Always done the cold weather vacation, and it was bizarre.
Was it good?
Yeah, yes, but I also like a cold weather vacation.
I think I prefer... I would like to go on a hot weather vacation, but overall, I prefer a cold weather vacation.
I just think skiing is fun.
I agree. It is the superior thing to do when given a break.
Yes, but also, think about how badly wrong skiing could go all the time.
I don't do that. That would make me up. That would be upsetting to me.
Yes.
I don't know if it's so
bad.
No,
it's pretty dangerous.
Not all the time.
Pretty dangerous.
If you go slow enough.
Okay, valid, but I know you don't.
Well, you know, this is what happened. With the advent of the speed app on your phone, I learned that I could achieve speeds nearing, but not quite yet, 60 miles an hour. If, you know, in the appropriate area. And I feel it's my duty to the speed app on my phone to try to get there.
If you don't turn and lean with your head.
No. The thing is, you can turn and still go that fast. That's what's so good about it.
Mm.
You just can't fall.
Well,
but then it's more fun too, right? Because the stakes, they're there.
Their stakes are higher.
Yeah.
Speaking of nothing and needing a clever segue into our next segment.
Good one.
It is good. It is 9:15 and it is time.
What does that mean? Ooh.
It is time for hot takes.
Hot takes.
This is, for those of you who don't know, which is probably
most of you people, except that like three people who listen,
is our new segment where we give a hot take.
Yeah,
it's not supposed to be serious.
Yeah, but what's nice is that you know we're introducing some background music today.
We didn't have
any background music
this
last time.
This is hot
takes.
All right, Sam, what do you got? Give us a hot take.
I got only one hot take today, but I'm proud of it. Which is, if you steal from Batman, you're Robin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I have a hot take.
Okay.
Apple.
Well, wait, hold up.
Do you have another one?
No, I don't. But this is what we need to do. We need to classify our hot takes on a scale of hot to hot, per the song.
Ooh, mine is probably a hot-ha.
Okay, so not even, so 1.5 hots.
1.5 hots.
How would you classify my Batman? I would go with a full 2 hots. I liked it.
A full two hots would be generous for me.
Really? Okay. Okay. You know what? I respect your opinion.
I think the only hot was the first one. Sorry.
You just said four hots.
Sorry. Hot.
Yes.
Was the first one about.
Okay.
Which I will repeat because I was proud of it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's a hot.
If we all held our breath forever, we would never breathe out any more carbon dioxide and global warming wouldn't be a problem.
That's hot.
That's hot. For now, a less hot take.
Mm-hmm. A hot. Yeah.
Apple, right? Huge, popular.
Big old company.
Yeah. They have the iPhone, right?
Yeah.
They have the iPad, the iMac.
Mm-hmm.
But why not introduce a new range of products with different pronouns?
Oh.
So we have the iPhone.
Yeah.
The U-Pad.
Uh-huh.
The Us Watch.
Ooh.
The Nosotros.
The U-All book. The Usted. The formal Usted pencil. I don't.
We're running out of products.
They only make four things.
They don't make that many things.
I know, but they make a bunch of, you know, there's like 18 iPads.
There are 18 iPads. I have another hot take.
Okay.
I don't know. I want you to rate the hotness of this.
All right, I'll rate how hot your take
so
is.
So how many different types of traffic light are there? Like there's a lot. The colors of light is what I mean.
Oh, only three.
Only three.
Okay, I thought you were talking about, you know, because there's like sometimes there's the arrow. And then this is what really gets me. Do you know the traffic lights? I don't even know if they have them in Boston. Where the green light is just basically not visible during the daytime.
Oh, yes. I know exactly which light you're
the really dark old ones with the big cone on them. And the green light is hard to see.
Yes, I. They have those. They don't. I have never seen one in Boston.
Yeah, they have good. But they have better.
Back to my.
Sorry, how many are there?
Indeterminate number of hot takes.
Yeah,
and you know, red, don't go. Green, go for it. Yellow, you know,
try harder.
Finish. Well, technically, it's if you're in the intersection, finish through the intersection, but don't enter the intersection.
Yes,
but we should have two kinds of intermediate light. We should have an orange light. And so the yellow light, so orange light should become what yellow light is. But then the current yellow light is just floor it and try and get through the intersection.
Be like, yeah, the current yellow light becomes, you've only got 2 seconds. Go!
I mean, it would be useful. We would probably see more crashes, but we would probably see less people late to work.
Are you the type of person who tries to skip the intersection light? You know, so if
what
it's
do you
not,
mean by that?
So if you have, you know, outside, we have, you know, outside there's Boston. Is this the Boston Ave intersection?
This is the Boston Ave intersection.
Boston Ave, College Ave. I know the Aves. Anyway, out here, there is a man. And what happens is 89% of the day, there's a little beeping, beep, 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 just the whole day, all the time.
Oh.
At 2 in the morning, that thing's beeping 24 hours. But then, every once in a while, it'll be the walk sign.
Walk sign is on.
Walk sign is on. So
do I go against the walk sign is on?
Yeah, do you go with
all the time?
Walk sign is off.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I do too.
But I know how this intersection works well enough.
Whoa. What about, I don't know how this intersection works. It's so confusing. There are like 11,000 different
approximately.
Ways. Yeah, approximately. Look, okay. So there are like 5, right? So you round to 10. And 10, you tack on a couple zeros. You're close to 11,000. Then you just got to round up to 11,000. Next thing you know,
Sam, how much money did you make yesterday? Well, I made $5. And if you round that up to 10, which is doubling it, and then add a bunch of zeros.
But 5 rounds to 10.
5 does round to 10.
That always seemed rich to me. You know, like that's aggressive rounding.
Yes.
You know,
I also love the whole debate. I haven't experienced it in college because, you know, grades are much more locked. But in high school going, so you're not going to round my 88 to a 90?
or when you'd be like, hey, so I'm going to need 2 points back in some respect. And I don't know how you're going to do that. But
let's make that work.
Let's work together on this.
The crazy thing is, most of the time they did.
I don't want to say... I felt like I got a lot of consolation points where they'd be like, here's one to appease you.
Well, it's like, I worked hard, even though I didn't.
Yeah.
Because if I had worked hard, I wouldn't have missed that point.
That's true. They'd be like, I worked so hard. They'd be like, you're right. Let's reward that.
But we had one, Sam and I had one advanced chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
Who took no nonsense from anyone.
Oh, no nonsense at all.
And would not round my grade by a half a percentage point.
Yep. I asked her to add one. I asked her for 1 point back on an exam. And she looked me dead in the eyes. And she said, you're not getting that point. So, no nonsense teacher.
She's the no nonsense teacher.
Yeah. If you were a teacher, would you be a no nonsense teacher?
I think I wouldn't be.
Uh-huh. But you would?
But I probably would be.
Oh, interesting.
I like to think that I would be the teacher that people want to be in class.
Yes. But?
But at the same time...
Your cadence implied a but there.
But I would take phones if I saw them. I would be that teacher.
Okay. I think I would be a much nonsense teacher.
Yes, but I think you would be a much... Sorry. When you become a high school chemistry teacher.
Yeah, that's large if, yes. If I become a high school chemistry
huge,
teacher.
Absolutely.
Huge if.
You will have so much nonsense that they won't have time for their own nonsense.
Oh, okay. So
that's one approach.
Them out. Okay.
I mean, I had a high school math teacher like that.
Okay.
Who had so much nonsense that we couldn't, you physically couldn't get distracted in his class.
Well, you were already distracted.
Yes, exactly. You were distracted by...
By math.
By learning integrals in 9th grade or 10th grade.
Oh, I hope to never see a real integral again. I don't find them useful.
Well, they are...
It's actually not true.
They are inherently useful.
Uh-huh.
But the great thing that I'm learning about engineering sciences...
Yeah.
Is they all right? So the definition of this is this integral, and here's how you can never actually have to use that integral.
Yep, I think that's a lesson for life. Here's how this stuff is done well, in every case.
Do it
here,
badly.
Here is a way to cheat your way out of it.
I mean, that's... But the phrase is work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
So if I could spend, 25-30 minutes finding C as a function of T, why would I?
Riveting
stuff instead of just plugging in some numbers.
Okay, but is it smarter?
No.
See? So maybe you're not working smarter.
Is which one smarter?
Like, what I'm saying is to simplify things like that in any area of life.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have...
That's a deep philosophical question.
But I think it depends on what your tolerance is.
Mm-hmm.
If your tolerance is, even in like math terms, if your tolerance is plus or minus... A foot, and the difference is a millimeter.
Yeah.
I just switched units there, but ignoring that.
Yeah.
Then no, I don't think it actually, maybe a millimeter matters.
Dude, I don't know. But I do know this, which is that today is Thursday, right?
Wow, that was a knowledge bomb.
I know. I'll give should we just take a moment of silence? We're just going to take a moment of silence on the air.
No dead air. Keep going.
Okay. I did a personal moment of silence.
I felt the pause.
All right. It's Thursday, which means, I should preface this by saying, you're wearing a hat right now.
I am wearing a hat.
What's on that hat?
Stanley Cup champions.
For?
The Washington Capitals 2018.
And you know what begins tonight?
The Stanley Cup playoffs.
For?
The Washington Capitals.
To win?
The Super Bowl.
Playoffs
are beginning, which does include the dear Boston Bruins. And what I will say about the Boston Bruins
is that I don't like them. No, just joking. He likes them. Please don't come to the studio.
please don't injure us.
Yeah.
If there were a team to win the Stanley Cup other than the Caps, I would want the Bruins.
Interesting. First of all, two things. One, that was a very interesting way to say what you just said. Like, the thing about the Boston Bruins is this. Have you seen Parks and Rec?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
Okay, well, there's a character on it. If you've watched Parks and Rec, give us a call, 855-915-9636. Anyway, this guy, Pert Hapley, he talks like this. He'll be like, and the thing about this next question is, this is it. And then, so that's what you sounded like. And the second thing is, why the Bruins?
Because I think, one...
Why a team? Are you saying a team from the East?
I would prefer a team from the East, I think.
Over, really?
Well, if it's not going to be the Caps anyway. Because
I would prefer a team from the West if it's not going to be the Caps.
Really? Why? Because that means that team beat the Caps probably?
No. Like, I don't know why. I just kind of, because I'm kind of rooting against everyone else who beat the Caps.
True, but say we lose in the first round. Who are we playing? Carolina?
Yeah.
Carolina.
Canes.
Say we lose to the Hurricanes. Then the Bruins beat the Hurricanes down the line.
Yes.
Wouldn't you want the Bruins to win?
Why?
Because they knocked off the Hurricanes.
I don't know. I guess not.
Well, I have pulled up a preview on, I kid you not, this is the name of the website I'm on, StanleyCupOfChowder.com.
What? It's called Stanley Cup of Chowder?
It's like Stanley Cup of Chowder.
Wow.
It's like you named your cup of yeah. soup Stanley, and it is a cup of chowder.
That is funny.
That is very, very funny. So, the general outlook for this game is that the Bruins are going to win.
I thought you pulled up the Carolina game.
Oh, I pulled up the Bruins game.
Okay, who are the Bruins playing?
The Bruins are playing. We'll pull up the Carolina game in a second.
We should talk like sports radio hosts if we're going to do sports radio. So be like, I don't buy it, Jimmy. Those Bruins can't handle the heat. Like, it's just how I imagine someone yelling into a microphone.
I think Sam would have been a hilarious 8-year-old. To like see play like dress up and get super into it.
Oh, I had the best dress up. It was so fun. So what's the outlook of the game?
The outlook of the game is, quote, an apparent one-sidedness of the franchises, clearly towards the Bruins.
Wait, who are they playing?
The Leafs. Sorry, did I never say that?
No, I didn't hear you.
They're playing the Leafs.
Uh-huh.
However, the Leafs... You know Jonathan Tavares.
I'm aware of his presence.
He now plays for the Leafs. He does not play for the Islanders anymore.
With A. Matthews?
With A.
Matthews?
Well, as Caps fans, we remember vividly 2 years ago, almost losing to the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs.
I do remember that. That was a tough one.
And then,
that was when I was like, this is a bad year. This is a bad one.
We went down 0-2 and then won 4 straight.
Yep.
And then... Was that last year? That was not last year.
I think it was last year.
Was it?
I think it was last year. And then we played the Columbus Blue Jackets and we almost lost. Oh, wait, no.
Last year we played the Columbus Blue Jackets in the first round.
Yeah, and we almost lost.
And then we almost lost. And then we played the Penguins and didn't quite almost lose. We won in 6. Then we played the Lightning and really almost lost.
Yeah.
And then, wow, the Stanley Cup Finals were a joke.
What a time. You need to be home for the Stanley Cup Finals.
I was in Boston for the Stanley Cup Finals last
year. That's so tough.
Which was not only...
We won in D.C.
Not only that, I was in class.
Oh my God!
Like, I was in the middle of a class when that happened.
Wait, how could you have been in the middle of a class?
I mean, like, I was taking
enrolled.
A class.
You were
I was
enrolled in a class. I understand.
It wasn't like, I was at work and then I could come home and enjoy the game. I watched the game alone in my room.
Yeah, I totally went to work that day.
So, okay.
I kid you not, I took off the day to watch a game that started at 9 p.m. That was the level of dedication to my job I had.
So let's take a sidetrack and talk about your job for a second.
Sure. First of all, huge shout out to Dr. Robert Yasuda. I hope he's not listening. I actually have shared with him the link. Of this radio
have
show.
You really?
Yeah, he was really interested. He was honestly amazing guy. Like, well, really, he taught me a lot. Great summer experience. I just didn't work a ton.
So, what time would you say you were supposed to be at work?
10 a.m.
So, I get a call one day after returning from my class, and this happened more than once, but this was the most egregious example. And I think it was 10:30. Thomas, I'm leaving work. We're going to get breakfast. I'll be at your house in 10 minutes. which meant he hadn't even like parked.
No. Okay. The worst one was I was once at work for 12 minutes when I walked in.
Oh, wow.
I walked
in. You're kidding.
Found out he wasn't back from vacation and then left.
Oh, I do remember this.
So is that really count as not doing work that day?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, that counts.
Okay.
Were you supposed to be at work?
Well, I didn't know he wasn't going to be there. So, in my mind, I guess I was, but maybe he didn't know if I was coming in.
See, what I really want to do right now is just scroll back in my text messages with you to the summer.
Oh.
But speaking of, again, nothing else, looking for a clever segue, it's 9:31. We missed it.
We missed it?
We missed it, but this means it is time for That About Sums It Up, the segment where we say just something that about sums up our week.
That was, you know what, you did a good job, That About Summing Up, That About Sums It Up.
Thank you. And now I will That About Sum It Up. Sam, go ahead.
Wow. That's radio fodder, right? Just...
I think part of the secret to a good radio show is bad radio.
Interesting.
Hot takes. That's a hot take.
Oh, wow. Thomas, I'm going to say that's a hot take.
Wow.
Oh, you know what it is? It's a hot take. Where you put the T from the hot with the take.
Hot take?
Yeah, it's a hot take.
Ooh, I got you.
Okay.
What about sums up your week?
All right, this is what about sums up my week. So yesterday, I got up at 6:30 in the morning, okay? But that's not the bad part. I got up at 6:30 in the morning because I thought I had a ridiculous amount to do because I didn't do it the night before.
Because of why would you?
Miniature that about sums it up.
Okay.
So I get up and I'm really productive from about 6:30 to 10, okay. Right? But I thought I had 6:30 to 1:30 work because that's when I had my class at 1:30. And around 10 o'clock, I need to practice my speech. I had a speech yesterday. I have a question about my speech for later in the show. I need to practice my speech. So I go and I start to practice my speech. And I do the speech once and it's a 5-minute talk. And I realize to myself, you can't practice a speech for like 3 hours. You know, you do it for 5 minutes and then you got to go do something else for a while and then do the speech again. So I was like, well, if I must do something else, I'll watch television. So I watched 30 minutes of television and I said, okay, I watched 30 minutes of television. Time to do the speech again. And I did. And I did do the speech again. And then I was like, well, if I must, I'll watch television. So I just did that. Until 1:30.
Oh, Sam.
And that about sums it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Wednesdays are horribly unproductive.
Yeah, those are my Thursdays generally.
Okay, so what about sums it up for you?
I'll give two.
Two that about sums
it up. And one of them involves Samwell here.
Uh-huh.
Sam texted me.
Yes.
I have a class after this, generally. Mm-hmm. And Sam texted me.
First of all, I don't condone anything he's about to say.
Oh, I'm gonna throw you under the bus in a second.
I don't condone. I don't know. Okay, what
Sam
are you gonna
texted
say?
Me. I can actually quote because there's evidence here.
I
have a class after this. Sam does not for a little while.
What?
Out of the blue. Our last text conversation had been at 11:45 in the. Like AM, and he texts me out of the blue at 9:10, and I quote, "Skip bio tomorrow!"
Exclamation point!
And I responded, "Why?" 2 exclamation marks. And in essence, he responds, "To eat and do nothing."
I think I said to hang out.
You said hodge and chill.
Oh, hodge and chill. Yeah, it's like Netflix. Nah, but it would be fun. We're gonna hodge and chill.
And I said, "I'll think about it."
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, it will be fun.
It will be fun. What can I say?
So we'll see if I go to bio or not.
I don't condone skipping class at all, okay?
Sam, what percentage of your classes are you going to today?
Well, that's not fair because they're recitations.
What percentage?
Including recitations?
I asked you a question.
Including recitations.
What is listed on your schedule that you are not going to today?
Okay. First of all, 2 recitations, which are right now. Radio is scheduled. I have an 8:30 to 9:30. No. Yeah, I have an 8:30 to 9:30 and a 9:30 to 10:30 recitation. But this is the only time that we have radio. So what am I going to do? Skip radio every week? No.
You heathen.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? I'm a bad boy. What can I say? I'm a bad boy.
Oh, I think I had another that about sums it up. My other that about sums it up. Was Speaking of text messages from last night, mm-hmm. I was watching Hercules last
really?
Night. Yes.
You legend. I have a question about Hercules in a minute.
Great. I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Because I fell asleep while watching it.
Okay.
And I still had my like lights on and everything, and I wasn't fully ready for bed. And when that happens, invariably, I wake up at 4 in the morning, which always stinks. And I was like, oh, shoot. Is it 9:30? Did I miss radio? No, it was 4 a.m. And I look at my phone. I have like 20 or 25 unread text messages and 5 missed calls from my brother.
Weird. Is he alive?
He's alive.
Good. Is he well?
He's well. But
is he happy?
He's thriving.
What is he wearing? No. Sorry, he's 25.
Jake from State Farm. Jake from State Farm? What are you wearing?
Khakis.
Anyway, I'm an EMT. Mm-hmm. That is my, for lack of a better word, that is my job.
An electromagnetic transformer.
Wow, I hate you just so much. An emergency medical technician.
Uh-huh.
And he called me a couple of times, and then he texted me. He goes, Thomas, so say my roommate ate a lot of something he was very allergic to.
Uh-huh.
What do I do?
Oh, dear.
And it just progressed to, like, his lips are swelling. Like,
oh, no.
He doesn't have an EpiPen. And I woke up, and I was like, did you go to the hospital? He said, no. I gave him some Benadryl and called it a day.
Was he fine?
He's fine.
That's incredible. Wow.
But that's. I don't know if I'm technically allowed to do this, and so we will do another one, but I'm going to give my own PSA today.
Oh, wow.
Everybody needs to know how to do...
Hold on. We got to preface it. If we're going to do this with a PSA, we need to say, you need to do it in a PSA voice, appropriate, you know. Everybody needs.
There's something hiding in
your home. There's something hiding in your home.
Wow.
Now, that's not going to be the PSA we play, but we'll play it later.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's ladder safety.
Ladder safety. Be careful with your ladders.
I'll play the one next to it.
Okay.
In a second.
But here's Thomas's personal
my
PSA.
My genuine PSA.
Okay.
Everybody needs to know how to
serious
do.
Serious voice.
Everybody needs to know, should know how to do a couple of things. One, if you don't know how to administer an EpiPen, you should learn how to administer an EpiPen. It's not difficult. The short and sweet of it is, you take the EpiPen, you uncap it, you press it firmly into the person's thigh, and then once it's in their thigh, you have to massage it for about 10 seconds to make sure the medicine spreads around.
Mm-hmm.
Really important to know, like, to just be aware of somebody who has bad allergies. If they know what their symptoms are, a lot of people have, you know, they'll have trouble breathing, they'll get hives. Big ones are swelling, trouble breathing is a bad one, nausea. The other thing that everybody should know how to do, even if you're not certified, but you should be certified, is CPR.
Mm.
You should know how to do at least Heart Saver CPR, which is hands-only CPR. It's not hard. Sing Stayin' Alive.
Uh-huh.
Or sing Another One Bites the Dust.
I always wonder.
Or sing Baby Shark.
I always wonder, with CPR, I always feel like, what if you have bad tempo? You know, what if you're like, duh, 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 stay alive, duh, 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 like, and you do it wrong?
It's that, well, that's why a big part of CPR is having somebody else there.
Yeah, so that you can switch out.
And when someone needs CPR, you are not afraid to yell at them and say, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's
like,
fair.
Like, if there's it's a stressful environment. So, everybody should know. There was a situation on Tufts campus many years ago where a professor, you know, had a cardiac arrest, and people walked by and nobody knew how to do CPR. So it took 5 minutes for the EMTs to show up.
That is tough. That's really tough. So, that was a good PSA.
So that's my personal PSA. Everybody.
Oh, your PPSA?
My PPSA is that everybody should know how to use an EpiPen and everybody should know how to do CPR.
This is my PPSA. If you're feeling like class is just too much or recitation is just too much, you still need to go. Obviously. Don't be like Thomas, you know, skipping biology, this and that, as if he doesn't care.
Don't be like Sam and encourage your friends to skip their classes.
Exactly. Don't be like Thomas.
Don't be like us is the moral of the story.
Exactly. Now, the moral two of the story is listen to WMFO. That's the PSA.
Wow. And now, for a real PSA, we'll get our real PSA in.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this? Okay. What is it?
This is kitchen fire safety.
Okay. Let's hear it.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
That's important.
Important PSA.
Never heard a man so unhappy to be doing a PSA.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, Nate, read it. Read it now. And he was like,
if you have a fire... Was his name Nate?
I think, play it again.
I'm just impressed you remember that.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue.
See?
Wow, look at you.
I know, I'm surprised. You know what it is? Nate and I go way back.
How far back?
About two steps back.
About a minute back.
Yeah, Nate and I go about, not even, was that a whole minute?
No, it was 30 seconds.
Okay, I was going to be like, oh my gosh, time is not linear.
Okay. So Sam, we have one more segment coming up, but I do want to play some music before that.
Okay, I'm
there's something very dangerous in your home.
Oh my God.
It could be.
Oh no. He got me. How did you get me?
The exact same way you got me last week.
I was like, you didn't even have your hand on the computer. What? Oh my gosh. I've been got.
All right.
I've been got.
All right, we'll actually play a little bit of music.
All right,
before
what
we
do we got going on here, DJ?
We got
DJ Rizzle.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Again.
Oh my
I'm
goodness
being
gracious.
Prunked.
I'm being prunked.
Oh my god. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, last week we played that PSA. It's the best PSA of all time, and I recommend that you listen to it 24/7 for 2 years. So, what's the actual music? Get the... Move your hand away from the mouse.
My hand is not on the mouse.
Touch the laptop only.
We actually, believe it or not, we don't have time for music.
What time is it? Oh my gosh.
So, I would like... So, anything and everything has evolved over the year and a half.
Okay.
And we have to log how many songs we've played. How many songs do you think we've played? Anywhere from 10 to, you know, 15. A normal show would probably be about 15 songs. We have played, and I kid you not, three, about to be four songs. That's absurd. For a show that lists itself, I will read our actual show description. It used to be Music and Conversation with Two Idiots, which I loved. I think it is something different now. But as of right now, it is... What is it now? It is...
I don't know, actually. We changed it. Something...
Music and Conversation Causing Listener Irritation.
Yes, that was it. I remember because we changed it. Music and Conversation Causing Listener Irritation.
Well, it is now exactly 9:45, or 9:55 minus 20 seconds.
Wait, what?
9:44 minus...
Wow, there you go.
It's 9:44.
I was like, whoa! No, it's 9:55 minus 10 minutes, though.
9:55. It is 9:55 minus 10 minutes.
Wow.
And we're going to vamp for about 5 more seconds until we fully reach the time limit.
Yeah.
This is Warriors
and
by Too Many Zoos.
Bass drop.
It is 9:45.
What can we say? All right.
All right.
Sweatpants or real pants, DJ Rizzle King?
I am... Okay, there's a caveat to my sweatpants.
Ooh.
Or real pants. But real pants?
Wow.
A nice t-shirt?
I'm happy for
a
you.
A belt?
Wow.
Not Timberland boots?
Wow.
However.
Whoa.
However, unfortunately, my caveat is I really woke up. I woke up at about 7:45.
How do you... Oh,
7:45.
Okay.
What time did you think I was going to say? 8:45?
Yeah, I was like, how do you do that?
No.
We met at 8:48.
No, I was going to... I woke up at 7:45 and I was going to get up, and I just couldn't bring myself to get out of bed. So by the time I got ready to get out of bed, it was 8:35. So I didn't have time to shower. And I had showered before I went to bed last night. I was not stressed about not being clean. So I put on a hat to make sure I didn't have...
Well, it's a good hat.
...bad hair. It's a great hat. Mm-hmm. But now, I just want to get DJ Slips' live reaction to what's going on underneath
my
hat.
Oh, yes, I'm so ready for the hat hair.
I have notoriously bad hat hair.
Huh, let me see. Give me a turn. Not so bad. Oh, the right side's tough. Left side's okay. Right side,
I tend to get a
it's
cowlick.
Shameful.
I tend to get a cowlick.
Yeah. Also, no. So at least you showered last night. Sometimes, Thomas, I don't know, for whatever reason, will have not, like, showered for, like, a while. Not like 3 days, but, like, you know, like,
it'll
just,
have
like,
been, like, more than 24 hours.
Yeah, just by virtue of having, you know, showered in the morning and then showering the night after. But, and I'll have worn a hat, and, ooh.
It's bad.
Ooh.
I cannot take that hat off.
Yeah.
I mean, if I took that hat off, glass would break. The earth would shake.
So you think glass would break, and then the earth would be like, we need to, they're already breaking glass. We need to get shaken.
We need to up the ante.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm also wearing socks that I got in my stocking for Christmas this year.
Oh boy.
That have like
stocking socks.
That have,
you're
like
wearing stockings?
A stethoscope, a syringe, and pills on them.
I don't know if that's weird or not.
It's kind of weird.
Okay. Do you like the socks though?
Oh wait, I have another that about some. I have my real that about sums it up. I forgot about it.
All right, hit it.
I did laundry last night.
That about sums it up?
It's still in the dryer.
What? What?
I forgot to take it out.
Thomas, you're in the public dryer?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you're a hero or a villain. I don't know what. What?
I fell asleep. I meant to get it before I went to bed.
It's still in the dryer.
I'm sure it's actually still in the dryer because nobody's doing laundry at 9 a.m. on a Thursday.
Here's an SPPSA. It's a super personal PSA. Don't leave your laundry in the public dryer.
I forgot.
Actually.
I think I'm a hero.
Here is ASPPSA, a super personal PSA.
Yes.
See, it's tough because you can't say ASP because then you're saying AA. So you got to say this is ASPPSA.
Yes, get on with it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm wearing. I am wearing... Oh, wow. I was waiting for the bass drop for so long. It didn't come. All right.
It's a longer break than you think.
I know. So now people will just be like, oh, you had a stroke or something. I don't know. I don't know what people think. Okay. I'm wearing real pants. I'm wearing khakis. But that's really not what I'm most proud of. I'm proud of my sweater today.
It is a nice sweater.
Thank you. I'm proud. Oh, I was going to ask you about this. Okay. Do you have undershirts?
Yes, many.
Okay. And are they majority V-neck or majority circle neck?
Majority V-neck.
Okay, what is circle neck called?
Crew neck.
Crew neck. Majority V-neck. Okay.
I believe the shirt I'm wearing at the moment is V-neck.
I call it half and half. It's a V, but
it's a gentle V.
I don't like V-necks. For like if I were to wear them out.
I like V-necks like this.
Okay, well, yeah, but it's kind of a crewy neck.
True. It's a crewy...
All right, So I was going to wear this today, but sometimes if with this sweater, for example, if I wear the V-neck, it looks weird because the V, you can still see the white shirt underneath,
but it goes below.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks weird. So I have to wear
a crew neck.
A circle shirt, you know?
I've experienced that.
Yeah.
The thing I've started.
Wow. I just pulled, what? The microphone is broke. What? I just pulled the microphone straight off its stand.
We're going to go to some music while we deal with these technical difficulties.
I mean, it still works. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I will wait for you. your land. Will you forgive? And I won't forget. Know what we've seen and him at last. Now in some strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies.
So that was Mumford & Sons, but I don't care about that. I care.
Whoa. First of all, that was Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait. And I will wait, Thomas.
For one.
For me to tell you the following. I fixed the microphone.
You did. Okay, so what happened was, you are distracting me successfully at the moment. Sam... Yeah. We have these really, really nice fancy stands.
Yeah, they're really fun. You can like pull them all over the place.
They have springs.
Yeah, you can go, like, yeah, they have a lot of springs, so they can go in multiple directions.
I think only the springs don't have anything to do with.
Well, I know, but you can go up.
It can extend.
Sorry.
But it also has an attachment point, which is just like a single pin. And
I honestly didn't realize that's how they were attached until just now.
And Sam just took. I always adjust by the hinge.
Oh, I always adjust down low.
But Sam adjusts by the microphone.
Yeah, I do.
And he adjusted rather aggressively.
I didn't think so, but maybe a bit of adjustment.
And just pulled
excess.
It off.
Yeah,
and
it just come right off the stand.
It just pulled off.
Yeah. It was cool, though, because like I could then hold the microphone in my hand, and I could carry it anywhere I want. I mean, within range of the...
So now back to the thing that I wanted to talk about.
Wait. I just had to say one more thing, which is that... DJD, Dance Music Express, music for all occasions.
I erroneously said that Sam has the time after this free, which is why he so friendly asked me to...
Friendly?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Ask me to skip my class and hang out with him.
Yes.
DJ Slips has physics after this. Not a recitation, not a lab. He has a lecture, which he has to go to.
No, I don't. This is fine.
Will you be attending, Sam?
I can't today.
Why not?
Because I have to prepare.
For what?
For later.
For what?
For later. That's what I'm preparing for later. I'm just going to do the shame face. I just, you know, I want to get Hodge with my friend. And this is the treatment that I get. Really?
I have taken photos of his shame face for our Facebook page, anything and everything, WMFL.
Seriously, please, like, just go check that thing out. We haven't been posting.
We haven't been posting in a long time.
It's hard to post. Oddly, it's weirdly difficult to post.
Well, because we're usually running to class immediately after.
Not today.
Because Sam is a bad influence.
Sam, you're a bad person, so...
Moral of the story, we're just terrible people here on anything and everything.
And we give PSAs.
We do give PSAs.
Wait, did we do a real PSA? Yeah, we did.
We did.
Oh, we had Nate.
We did this one.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
We'll listen to the whole thing and then...
Yeah,
it could be hiding in the closet or waiting in the basement.
Ooh.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center.
I'm so excited for the man scream.
Than any other household item.
It's my second favorite part.
Hey, Hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat.
My favorite part.
Using a ladder might seem easy.
Okay, so
misusing one is even.
That's the end of the fun part.
I know. Also, I will say this about that PSA. The man who is narrating it doesn't get enough credit because he'll be like, using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing a ladder is even easier.
Asked me in 12th grade what I thought college would be, sitting in a radio studio making fun of a PSA about ladders, skipping class, is not what I thought college would be.
We're not skipping class right now. Well, you're not skipping class, right? Look, I do it for this show, okay? I do it for the fans.
Listeners, we do it for you all. Let's see.
What are we at right now? Or what number between 7 and 11 are we at? 4.
Well, oh, wait, hang on.
Are you on the wrong website? What are you doing?
No, because when you... Okay, we have decreased by one.
Are you serious? We lost a listener?
We lost a listener.
You know why? Probably because there's something hiding in your closet. You know why we lost a listener? They probably went to go check what's in their closet.
They're probably frightened.
Or their hun is on a ladder, and they're going to... Whoa! Well,
it is 9:59. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. How art thou? What are we going to do after this?
We're going to skip class, and we're going to go get great breakfast sandwiches.
Great.
And it's been a great show. We've loved having you. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Okay.
It is 10 a.m. Have a great day. Good night.